Reading passage. The last century saw the prospect of reviving the woolly mammoth in 1984 and the actual cloning of a ewe in 1997. This latest feat sparked worldwide debates regarding the cloning of animal species, the preservation of biodiversity by means of cloning, and the ethics of cloning, among others. Despite the popular opposing views of the cloning of non-human species, proponents such as Jeffrey Yule and Ronald Foreman argue that the cautious cloning of animals, which have recently become extinct, could contribute to protecting biodiversity under specific conditions. It may be worth considering what their argument offers for us and generations to come. As CEO of Audubon Nature Institute, Foreman famously states, "More animals will become extinct in our lifetime than at any other time in the history of mankind. If mankind is responsible for this extinction, then we also have the responsibility to act on behalf of these species." Habitat degradation and loss caused by human economic activities is clearly responsible for numerous extinctions. These include the passenger pigeons, the eastern elk, and various kinds of fish and mollusks in America. Yet it may take a long time for scientists to tally the lesser-known species that has similarly disappeared from the wild. The prospect of cloning recently extinct species is brighter than attempts to reintroduce species that became extinct over 9,000 years ago if there is no longer a viable habitat for them. Studies show that DNA cannot last in the environment for over 10,000 years, and thus the proponents of the cloning techniques do not think that the cloning of dinosaurs is a viable plan. Assistant Professor Yule of Louisiana Tech University says that there is little reason to fear Jurassic Park-type scenarios. Rather, his interest lies in the cloning of recently extinct species, such as passenger pigeons, which died out due to overhunting in the early 1900s. DNA from specimens of passenger pigeons needs to be isolated and kept in alcohol, which is the best DNA preservative, so that they can be cloned. More importantly, the community needs to be well informed that the cloned species deserve a safe and sound habitat in order to reproduce. In general, the cloning of specific species could help protect biodiversity in the wild and thus correct human errors that led to their extinctions not so long ago.